6. Logistics documents and contracts. 2. International trade documentation.
Listen to the passage and choose the best answers.
International trade documentation for freight forwarders. Documentation is a requirement in international trade and for moving goods. Well-ordered and accurate documents are essential for a freight forwarder and are required for a successful export order and receipt of payment for delivery. Freight forwarders need to know exactly what document is required and when. When preparing to move goods, the freight forwarder must first receive clear instructions from the importer or exporter, ideally well in advance of the goods being moved. These should be in writing and can be done via email or fax. However, the shipper will often hand the paperwork over to the driver collecting the goods, which is standard practice for air freight. If any instructions are taken over the telephone, they should then be confirmed to the customer in writing to avoid any later problems. Other documents that are provided by the importer or exporter include invoices, packing lists, and licenses. Responsibility for hazardous goods declarations also lies with the shipper. Each mode of transport will have its own document of carriage, such as airway bill for air freight, bill of lading for sea freight, CMR consignment note for road freight. The issuer of these documents may differ, but freight forwarders need to be familiar with them and their individual procedures. Freight forwarders should also understand documents that relate to customs clearance at import and export.
3. Shipping order.
Listen to the passage and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
What is shipping order? SO. The shipping order, shipping permit, is issued by the shipping company to a shipper with a confirmed space booking, authorizing the receiving clerk, cargo checker, at the container terminal or dock to receive a specified amount of goods from the named shipper. A shipping order, SO, typically contains the space booking number, names and addresses of the shipper, and customs broker or forwarder, vessel and voyage number, sailing time, delivery date and location, customs closing date, and number and type of packages. The customs broker or forwarder usually requires the packing list of a consignment in order to book the shipping space and to obtain the SO and or to prepare the dock receipt shipping note. In some cases, the presentation of the packing list and a valid export permit is required to obtain the SO. The SO accompanies the dock receipt, and the deliverer of the goods presents these two and other documents that may be required in the delivery to the receiving clerk, cargo checker, at the closing location. In certain countries, only the space booking number is needed instead of a formal SO, since the information in an SO is found in the dock receipt.
6. Bill of lading.
Read the following passage and do the exercises.
A bill of lading is a type of document that is used to acknowledge the receipt of a shipment of goods. A transportation company or carrier issues this document to a shipper. In addition to acknowledging the receipt of goods, a bill of lading indicates the particular vessel on which the goods have been placed, their intended destination, and the terms for transporting the shipment to its final destination. Inland, ocean, through, and airway bill are the names given to bills of lading. An inland bill of lading is a document that establishes an agreement between a shipper and a transportation company for the transportation of goods. It is used to lay out the terms for transporting items overland to the exporter's international transportation company. An ocean bill of lading is a document that provides terms between an exporter and international carrier for the shipment of goods to a foreign location overseas. A through bill of lading is a contract that covers the specific terms agreed to by a shipper and carrier. This document covers the domestic and international transportation of export merchandise. It provides the details of the agreed-upon transportation between specific locations for a set monetary amount. An airway bill is a bill of lading that establishes terms of flights for the transportation of goods, both domestically and internationally. This document also serves as a receipt for the shipper, proving the carrier's acceptance of the shipper's goods and agreement to carry those goods to a specific airport. Essentially, an airway bill is a type of through bill of lading. This is because airway bills may cover both international and domestic transportation of goods. By contrast, ocean shipments require both inland and ocean bills of lading. Inland bills of lading are necessary for the domestic transportation of goods, and ocean bills of lading are necessary for the international carriage of goods. Therefore, through bills of lading may not be used for ocean shipments. Inland and ocean bills of lading may be negotiable or non-negotiable. If the bill of lading is non-negotiable, the transportation carrier is required to provide delivery only to the consignee named in the document. If the bill of lading is negotiable, the person with ownership of the bill of lading has the right of ownership of the goods and the right to reroute the shipment.
7. Packaging and marking obligation of the principal.
Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The packages have to be clearly and plainly marked by the principal to facilitate their proper handling, e.g. addresses, marks, numbers, symbols for handling, and properties. Old marks must be removed or made illegible. In addition, the principal is under obligation to mark all packages belonging to the same consignment in such a way that they are easily recognized as forming one consignment, to prepare packages in such a way that they may not be accessed without leaving visible trace. Adhesive tape, bands, etc. are only permissible when they are individually designed. Foil wrapping must be thermally sealed. In case of a consignment being part of a forwarder's consolidation, to group the individual packages or units of this consignment into larger units, if their strap length, largest circumference plus longest side is less than 1 meter. To combine a consignment of hanging garments consisting of several individual units into wrapped units for easier handling. To mark packing units with a gross weight of at least 1,000 kilograms with a weight specification as prescribed for heavy loads to be transported by ship. Packages are single packages or units of packages formed by the principal for the purpose of being carried according to the forwarding instruction, e.g. boxes, pallets, handling units, enclosed loading units such as covered wagons or semi-trailers. Receipt. Upon request by the principal, the freight forwarder shall issue a certificate of receipt. With this certificate, the freight forwarder confirms the quantity and type of packages, but not their contents, value or weight. In the case of bulk goods, full loads and such like, the certificate of receipt does not state the gross weight or any other description of the quantity of the goods. As proof of delivery, the freight forwarder requests from the consignee a receipt of the packages as named in the forwarding instruction or other accompanying transport documents. Should the consignee refuse to sign for the receipt of the goods, the freight forwarder must request further instructions. If the goods have already been unloaded at the consignee, The freight forwarder is entitled to regain possession.
Vocabulary. New words.
Rate.
Condition.
Shipper.
Consignee.
Issue.
Routing.
Customs.
Documentation.
Receipt.
Via.
Hazardous.
Issuer.
Procedure.
Book.
Valid.
Deny.
Surcharge.
Receiver.
Tick.
Vessel.
Term.
Overland.
Domestic.
Merchandise.
Monetary.
Essentially.
Negotiable.
Principal.
Property.
Illegible.
Access.
Permissible.
Forwarder.
Specification.
Pallet.
Accompany.
Unload.
Regain.
Ensure.
Initial.
Available.
Proper nouns.
Cater's Trading Company.
Zandam.
Matsuda.
Malaysia.
Beijing Qingtai World Express Company Limited.
Lumpur.